from stpetecatalyst.com.
Joining me today on Impact Catalyst is the chairperson of the Selma Mastery Foundation, Claudette Carlin. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us today.
My pleasure. It's such a lovely story. Tragedy that happened in the family that you've turned into something positive for the community, and you've been having an impact now for 20 years. So congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. Today would have been Mother's birthday, so we're actually celebrating tonight at a board meeting. So appropriate that we're doing an interview too on this day. So.
So let's dig in a little bit to the work that you do. You're centered around ovarian cancer. You have a great fundraising race every year. You're working with different kinds of research. So sort of walk us through your favorite and the most impactful things that the foundation works on.
We have a mission statement, and that's to educate the community and to support research to find a early detection test, because there isn't one for ovarian cancer, and also to financially support patients in treatment. And that's been our little niche, and we've been able to help so many women in the Tampa Bay area. Our Hope Fund has distributed almost $1 million. It's at like $980,000 so far, and we're very proud of that, because there's not a lot of help for ovarian cancer patients, especially women in treatment who work and, are too sick to go in or, put in as many hours as they need to. So that's been our favorite accomplishment, really. And that we've remained a volunteer organization, and all our funds come from donations and fundraisers.
And how do you come to connect with the women who have been diagnosed and can use your help?
We have our educational materials in doctors' offices throughout St. Pete and Tampa. We work with Women's Care is one of our sponsors for our events. And so we put information in those offices and present a newly diagnosed patient with patient comfort bag, and we put books and all literature pertaining to ovarian cancer in that bag, along with some goodies that would make their life a little more comfortable during treatment. And then we put what our services are, support group, financial assistance, that kind of thing.
And you mentioned, a lot of times when you hear people that are working in cancer-related causes, they're going for the cure. And right now, they're still focused on just even detection. And so,
exactly.
How much progress has been made, since the founding of the organization 20 years ago in, detecting and treating ovarian cancer?
Unfortunately, that there hasn't been much progress made since Mother was diagnosed. And she was diagnosed late stage. A woman is very lucky if they're diagnosed early stage, because they can have surgery and be treated. And, I know people who are surviving 10, 12, 15 years because it was detected early. But when it isn't, the treatment is severe, and usually the outcome is not good. What we want. So I feel like there hasn't been enough progress. And I also feel like statistics, there are the same statistics for 20 years. If you look up the National Cancer Institute and American Cancer Society, same number of women being diagnosed, which I feel is not correct because of all the women we deal with in this area. And there's exactly, the statistics have not changed. So until we get them changed and there's more focus, I'm not sure, that we'll get ahead with the tests. We'd love to have like a mammogram, like breast cancer has. We'd love something for ovarian. So
and when should women, a woman who's listening to this, when should they start considering, getting checked and what are sort of the best practices or guidelines for getting detected as early as possible?
You know, a woman should really pay attention to her body. And a lot of women, you know, they say, okay, I'm bloated. Well, bloated, you think you're bloated every day and it's a normal. But if it continues for like 2 weeks, go see your doctor because that's not normal.
So, you know, going from different stages, even just a month of time can make a huge difference in making the road to recovery more possible and easier.
Exactly. Because there's not much known about ovarian. And so they don't know if it's slow growing or fast growing, you know, so it would make a big difference. So pay attention to your body, women. You need to.
Great advice. So let's talk a little bit about supporting the foundation. You said it's all volunteer run, which is fantastic. And that you bring in money through donations and different efforts. Can you talk a little bit about how people can support you and maybe a race they can participate in or some other way that they can support you with time or money?
Sure. Our race, we do an annual race. This is our 14th year for One Step Closer to the Cure, it's called. And it's held at Albert Whitted Park in downtown St. Pete on the waterfront. This year we have a 5K and a 1 mile. And people walk, some bring their dogs or strollers. You know, we welcome that. Some people run it for time. You know, it is a timed race, but you don't have to. I mean, if you want to walk, a lot of patients in treatment come and walk and bring their supporters out. So it brings awareness. We have a survivor tent with survivors there to greet other survivors. And we give information out, you know, and we have some great sponsors this year, which we're so appreciative for. And we have food afterwards, a little beer, which is donated. Three Daughters is very generous to us. So they support us and have supported us for many years. So it's easy to sign up. And we even have a sleep-in category. If you feel like you don't want to come to the race, sign up to sleep-in and you'll get a shirt. So, you know, which makes it, some people will pay to sleep-in so they don't have to get up and go there at 7:30. So
I would pay to sleep in. I like that. Yeah, it's clever.
Yeah.
So, you know, just reflecting on 20 years, this has been a big part of your life, being involved in helping women. You know, how important has it been to you? How fulfilling has it been? How do you feel when you look back on so much work and time?
You know, it is work, but it's when you speak to a woman and she feels so helpless and then you're able to give her a little bit of hope, it has just meant the world to me. And I remember my mom, the reason she started this, we were at chemo treatment and she saw a woman sitting there by herself. You know, I'm one of eight children and someone was always there with mother, bringing lunch, helping her. And she said, nobody's there with her. Do you think she needs a ride home? And we offered her a ride and took her home. And she said, I'm so fortunate. I have great care, so many people around me. She said, maybe we ought to try to start a foundation to help these people. And it's just given me, you know, great pleasure to know that her wish came true and we've been able to sustain it for this long because she wasn't sure we could. And it just takes, you know, people talking about it and people supporting you. And they're all willing to help if you just let them know what you need for help. So I've been pretty proud of that.
Yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful legacy. I very much appreciate you. I mean, first, appreciate the work that your family has done over the years. You know, your 20 years is a testament to the success of your efforts. And very much also appreciate your time and coming to share a little bit about the work. And we'll look forward to following your continued success and hopefully getting closer to early detection and a cure in the not so distant future. And then running a race and or sleeping in.
sleeping in. Okay. Well, thank you, Joe, for helping us share the message. And we're hoping, you know, my children and grandchildren participate. So one day maybe they'll take over this foundation and keep it going. So thank you very much for having us.
I'll look forward to interviewing them in the future.
Okay.
Thanks, Claudia.
Thank you.
Be well.
Thank you very much.
From stpetecatalyst.com.